Colossians 4. Masters, give to bondmen what is just and fair, knowing that ye also have a master in the heavens. Persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving, praying at the same time for us also, that God may open to us a door of the word to speak the mystery of Christ, on account of which also I am bound, to the end that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom towards those without, redeeming opportunities. Let your word be always with grace, seasoned with salt, so as to know how ye ought to answer each one. Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow bondman in the Lord, will make known to you all that concerns me, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that he might know your state, and that he might encourage your hearts, with Onesimus, the faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They shall make known to you everything here. Aristarchus, my fellow captive, salutes you, and Mark, Barnabas's cousin, concerning whom you have received orders, if he come to you, receive him, and Jesus, called Justus, who are of the circumcision. These are the only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who have been a consolation to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, the bondman of Christ Jesus, salutes you, always combating earnestly for you in prayers, to the end that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he labors much for you, and them in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, salutes you, and Demas. Salute the brethren in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the assembly which is in his house. And when the letter has been read among you, cause that it be read also in the assembly of the Laodiceans, and that ye also read that from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, to the end that thou fulfill it, the salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Remember my bonds. Grace be with you.